Practicing self-compassion is one of the most important skills in life. It can have a dramatic impact on your ability to feel good about yourself and to overcome difficulty in life or mistakes that you've made. It's also a wonderful salve for whenever you're feeling inadequate or unworthy, or I am not enough, or I am unlovable, or anytime you're comparing yourself to someone else and feeling like you don't quite measure up. I know I was doing that just this morning. And so I'm excited to take you through this practice because I need it too. And today's meditation is based on the work of PhD Kristen Neff, who's the leading researcher on self-compassion. So go ahead and allow yourself to sit comfortably with your eyes gently closed, becoming aware of the breath as you inhale and exhale. So what I'd like for you to do for today's self-compassion break is to call to mind a difficult situation or somewhere where you're feeling some stress or emotional discomfort right now, a challenge that you've been facing, or maybe something that you've been beating yourself up about or feeling guilty or feeling bad about. So something that you're struggling with or being hard on yourself about. Go ahead and call to mind an example right now. Now, as you think of this situation, see if you can notice where you feel the discomfort in your body. Is there a tightness in the throat, or a cinching, or a heaviness in the chest or the belly? Where do you feel it the most? And if you can't really tune into that, that's fine too, but just do your best. See if you can notice where the sensations are the strongest as you think of this difficult circumstance or challenging situation. And as you make contact with those sensations as they arise in your body, see if you can just send a little bit of breath to those areas. As you say to yourself, slowly, "This is hard." And I recommend repeating these phrases in your own mind. This is hard. This is a moment of suffering. When I first learned this practice, I used to think suffering needed to be something really awful, and that sometimes my examples didn't warrant honoring it as a moment of suffering. But the truth is, if you're having a hard time with something, it is a moment of suffering. For you, it's a moment of suffering. And it's okay if you think that it's over something trivial. Simply acknowledge the truth that it hurts. This is hard. This is a moment of suffering. Other options include, this hurts. This hurts. Or, this is tough. This is tough, this situation I'm going through. Or, ouch. Ouch, this hurts. The first step is to be mindful and notice when you're having a difficult moment. So simply acknowledging that this is hard, or ouch, this hurts, is practicing mindfulness with your difficulty. The second step of self-compassion is to acknowledge that suffering is a part of life. So take a moment and say to yourself, other people feel this way too. Other people feel this way too. Other people have suffered in this way. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. We all struggle in our lives. We all struggle in our lives. Other people feel this way too. Or other people have struggled with this too. I'm not alone. Now, gently put your hands over your heart or wherever it feels soothing. Feeling the warm and gentle touch of your hands. Say to yourself, "May I be kind to myself in this situation I'm facing or this difficulty I'm struggling with. May I be kind to myself." May I accept myself as I am. May I give myself the compassion that I need. May I learn to accept myself as I am. May I learn to accept myself as I am. I'm just a little bunny doing my best. That last one always makes me laugh. It's from Jen Sincero's book. I'm just a little bunny doing my best. I'm just a little bunny learning my lessons. May I forgive myself. May I be strong. May I be safe. May I be filled with loving kindness. And one of the best and easiest ways to practice self-compassion is what I'd like for you to do now, which is to imagine a really dear friend of yours or a loved one, someone who cares about you deeply and wants what's best for you. So go ahead and call that person to mind now, a dear friend or a loved one, who really wants you to feel happy and feel good about yourself. Imagine that that friend or that loved one was going through a similar or the same difficulty as you. Imagine they were struggling with whatever it is that you're struggling with in this moment. What would you say to that person? Take a moment and think of what you would say if a dear friend or a loved one was facing a similar challenge or situation as you are. What words of comfort would you give to them? Now, see if you can offer those same words, that same message that you would give to a friend or a loved one who is facing a similar situation. See if you can offer those same words, that same message to yourself. And if it's easier, you can even imagine the friend or the loved one giving you that same message, saying those same words to you. If you want, you can even wrap your arms around yourself and give yourself a little hug. Just remembering, may I be kind to myself in this difficulty or in this situation? And remembering, you're just a little bunny learning your lessons, going through life, doing your best. So, little bunny, I'm sending you lots of love and compassion. May you be kind to yourself, and may you learn to accept yourself just as you are. Please know that whatever you're struggling with, you're not alone, and that the universe loves you. Have a wonderful day. Namaste.